USA Radio News.
Tropical storm Nicole weakened to a tropical depression as it crossed the Florida panhandle on its way north into Georgia. The storm has sent Florida homes toppling into the Atlantic Ocean and threatened a row of high-rise condominiums in places where Hurricane Ian washed away the beach and destroyed seawalls only weeks ago. The storm, which caused at least 4 deaths, was the first November storm to make landfall in Florida in 37 years and only the 3 on one record. There is an update with Artemis 1. Tim Berg has the latest.
NASA says it has found minor damage to the Artemis 1 moon rocket in Florida following Hurricane Nicole. They say peak winds reached 82 miles an hour when Nicole hit Cape Canaveral as a Category 1 hurricane, 3 below the maximum gust NASA said the rocket could withstand. The next launch attempt for the Artemis 1 mission is scheduled for early Wednesday morning. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
German lawmakers have approved a plan to keep the country's 3 remaining nuclear power plants until mid-April, extending their life beyond the originally planned shutoff at the end of this year. The decision comes as Germany tries to prevent a possible energy crunch this Wednesday due to cuts in fuel supplies from Russia over the war in Ukraine. Colorado voters have passed a ballot initiative to decriminalize psychedelic mushrooms for people 21 and older. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A cruise ship carrying nearly 5,000 passengers were forced to dock in Sydney after about 800 people tested positive for COVID-19. The Majestic Princess left New Zealand when, halfway through the 12-day voyage, guests began to fall ill. The cases are mainly asymptomatic or mildly symptomatic, according to the BBC. A federal judge has ordered sanctions against former President Donald Trump's attorneys over his handlings of a since-dismissed lawsuit brought on Trump's behalf against his 2016 Democratic rival, Hillary Clinton. The sanctioned parties, 4 attorneys and their 2 law firms, were ordered to pay a $50,000 court penalty and more than $16,000 in attorney fees to one of the named defendants in Trump's suits. In the sanction order, the judge noted that the former president's suit, quote, was in its entirety frivolous, end quote. Tropical storm Nicole may have unearthed a Native American burial site in Florida after a group of people stumbled upon human remains. Since the burial ground is federally protected, bypassers are prohibited from digging up other remains and items from the tribe. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.